Hello and welcome to the Living Deeply Stories podcast. I'm your host, Merrill Parker, and today I'm going to be sharing about manifesting the feminine way and how I am doing it differently this time for my Love Queen launch of that book, Love Queen, The Making of a Master, compared to how I launched it when I launched Wanderlust in 2019, which was my novel set in Lucerne. So I've been thinking a lot about this and experiencing a lot about it. And so, yes, that's why I thought this is a good topic to share, because it also helps demonstrate something that you may be interested in, which is manifesting. And so, yes, let me just, today I was, the last week, I felt more kind of stressed than normal, that because now the launch date for Love Queen has been decided on, and it's sooner than I expected. So my mind immediately went into all the things that I need to be doing and what I need to have organized before then. And the thing is that when you're organizing something, like as I'm sure you know, you have to wait on a lot of different people. That's the problem. It's not just you doing something, but it's like you email someone, you call someone, then you have to wait for the message or call back. And so, like, everyone has their own life and are dealing with thousands of different things. So the whole world, unfortunately, doesn't always revolve around us. And so this has been the biggest challenge. I experienced this when I was doing my home renovations for, I guess it was at least a year that I was doing different things to do with that. And what I learned from that experience is that, yeah, you just have to, you know, not everything happens in the time that we want it to happen. And, like, not everything happens right now, because I've decided that this is when it's going to happen. This is when I want it to happen. And so we just have to be a bit easy about it, and we have to enjoy our life while we're waiting. And that actually helps us to wait to manifest. Sorry. So this has been my experience the past week, is that since last Monday, so yeah, definitely a week now, when the date was decided, then, like, I went into such constriction, like, and I wrote lists and lists, because they helped me to organize my mind and make me feel like, okay, everything's going to get done over time. And I plan it out, and I plan out what I'll do on different weeks. So now that all of that has been done, I am at this place where I'm still waiting on a few different things to be completed before I can continue with my organization for the launch. So, and really feel that tick, some of the aspects of it are done, so I'll be able to move on. So it's that feeling, more than anything, is that feeling. I want that feeling of that things are organized and things are moving. And so when it's not happening, you know, normally I don't look at my emails until I sit down to do work. But the last few days, because I've been waiting for this stuff to come in, I'm waking up and looking, you know, checking in my email straight away on my phone to see that whether these emails and things have come in. But what I find about manifesting is that it always happens when you let go. So it's like, say, for example, with the venue for the launch, I because it's so soon and it's near Christmas, there wasn't that a lot of options. And the ones that the one that I wanted, I didn't hear back from that person or the venue. And so, yeah, there was nothing else I could do. So I just kept on continued trying to find, okay, what could be another option? And it was only when I had that other option that then I heard back from the first option, you know? So it's like about being easy about it because, yeah, it's that kind of energy, that not desperate energy. Because think about it, say if you like someone and you're like so focused on that one person, then they can feel that desperate energy coming from you. And I feel like it's the same with anything in manifesting, that when we're in that desperate energy, then we're not in our abundance, we're not in our joy and our presence. So we have to get back to that state of presence in order to and fun in order to manifest. So this morning when in my journal I realize that, you know, I wrote down what are the three emotions that I would like to feel for this launch, and what I knew I wanted to feel is I want to feel relaxed, I want to feel fun, and I want it to feel easy, or I want it to feel relaxed, I want it to feel fun, and I want it to feel easy. So now I have to feel those emotions. So sometimes how we feel those emotions is one, we have to do the work, you know, like whatever the organizing or whatever. We don't have to do it perhaps all today, but we have to. It's hard to feel relaxed if you have so many things piling up around you that you still have to do. It's much easier to feel relaxed if you're getting it done and you're making your way through that list. And so, yes, as Abraham says, there's a lot of alignment in work as well. Not so much work that then we overdo it and we feel stressed, but a little bit of work towards our goals and our dreams every day. So, I mean, if you enjoy it, you can do lots, like as long as it's also you're feeling good as well in order to manifest. But how do we manifest using the feminine way? So manifesting is a process of using both the masculine and the feminine. And so when I talk about the masculine and the feminine, you know, I'm talking about the energy and the different aspects, like the yin and yang symbol in, I'm sure, the black and the white, the light in the dark and the dark in the light. That is the dance of the masculine and the feminine, and these different opposing forces on that magnetize each other. It's like in winter there is some light, and in summer there is some darkness as well. So we can use it, but we're talking about the masculine and the feminine here, so that's what we're focusing on. But how do we use the feminine or be in our feminine in order to manifest? So, you know, manifesting is about doing and being. So the masculine is the doing. So once you've done the doing, then you've got to get into the being. So that is the feeling. So the masculine is the logical, is the mind, and the feminine is the body and the feeling. So the feminine too is using intuition as well. So that's another way that I am using the feminine in order to manifest my successful launch, is that it's also about tuning into our intuition and making decisions from that place. And, you know, I'm into human design, and I know that my intuition comes from the spleen or the heart. Well, it's splenic for me, but I feel it as like some area, like it's just near the heart. So also the heart as well. But some people feel their intuition from their gut, and some people have to go on more of an emotional journey, whereas my intuition is splenic. It is like an impulse. I ask a question and then I hear a voice and receive an answer, an impulse from within. So that is also how I am being in the feminine to manifest as well. And the thing is that when we are so constricted, we also don't hear our intuition well. So we really have to release all that pressure and stress in order to be really in tune with our body and be able to hear the answers from within. So the other thing about being in the feminine is that the feminine is, so once we have done the asking, the doing, the planning, the working out, the whatever it is, in the logical or more structured way, masculine way of doing things, then we go off and we play or we relax or we be in our bodies. Maybe it is just in the shower, feeling the water, enjoying that sensation. That's when you're in the feminine. So the feminine is the receiving. You know, the masculine is the giving and the feminine is the receiving. So the masculine is the assertive and the feminine is the receptive. So once you have done the doing, the asserting, the emailing, then we get to go off and be in our feminine. Maybe it's taking a nap. Maybe it is dancing, playing. Maybe it is having a massage or enjoying a shower or a bath or swimming or whatever that thing is, a lovely cup of tea or coffee, whatever we're doing for the pure pleasure of it, that's when we manifest, because that is when we're in that high vibrational state as well. And we are in the body, in the pleasure, in the feminine. So it's really very simple. It's a two-step process. There is the doing, as I said, and the being. There is the asserting, the asking, and the receiving. So this is how I plan to, and I'm going to, launch Love Queen differently to how I launched Wanderlust. So when I launched Wanderlust in 2019, you know, I was new to publishing on Amazon. So I learned a lot at that time, and I am very thankful for what it taught me, because now as I'm going into launching my next book, my memoir, Love Queen, The Making of a Master, I have so much more insight and know how it all works. So when I launched Wanderlust, it was ready, but then I got it ready for publishing myself and doing the proofreading and setting it out, did everything within a month and put this extreme pressure on myself, because I actually told everyone, like, oh, Wanderlust is coming out by this certain date. And so then I was under this pressure and I was working on it like 12 hours a day sometimes, or a lot of the time. And so that is one way I'm doing it differently this time with Love Queen. I have a whole team and we've been working on it for almost 9 months, I would say, to get it to this point. What I did in a month, I have done with a team in 9 months. And there are pros and cons to both that I won't go into now. But what I will say is that with Wanderlust, yeah, I expected that, okay, I launch it and then I didn't really celebrate it a lot. Like, I was happy that it happened and I was celebrating it on social media, but I didn't have a launch party. And this time, and then I just felt like after, I don't know, 2 weeks that was enough marketing, and it hadn't been successful. And so it was a failure. I didn't think it was a failure, but I was just like, I don't know how to do this. Okay, that's enough. Like, I'm just going to go away and I'll just see what happens. Whereas this time I have learned and I know that it actually takes 4 to 6 months for a book to perhaps reach its audience and for people to spread the word about it. So this time I'm in it for the long haul. I'm going to be working on, from January, getting the next book in the series out there. And in the meantime, I will still be sharing more about Love Queen, but more slowly over time. And that is the feminine way as well. It is not about the fast result. It is about the process, enjoying the process. And so that's why having fun, being relaxed and taking it easy is really important to me this time, not only for manifesting, but also for manifesting my health as well. And so I want to embody this and have fun, because as I've shared before, I actually really enjoy marketing. I enjoy the process of it. I don't enjoy it when I'm focused on the results, like, and that results are masculine as well. So when I'm focused on the results, then if I don't see results straight away, then I feel disappointed. I feel like a failure. So, but when I have observed, if you look at, for example, any brand, Gucci or whatever it is, you know, they advertise, and it's not necessarily that I see Gucci advertisement and then I run out and buy the shirt that I saw in the ad. You know, it's about creating a feeling, and then that feeling is what people notice and aspire to. So someone may not run out and buy the shirt, but they might end up buying the sunglasses. Just because they don't buy it tomorrow doesn't mean that the ad has failed. So that is the way that I'm also approaching Love Queen now, not putting that pressure on myself that, okay, if I post something today and I don't see results tomorrow, that it's not about one post. It is about an accumulation of sharing and marketing. So that is how I'm approaching it this time in the feminine way, is that I'm going to be enjoying the process of marketing and having fun with it, because I do enjoy it. I love posting on Instagram and sharing it on Facebook as well. And it's fun for me when I focus on that. So that is one way I'll be doing it differently in the feminine way this time. And then the other way is that I'm actually going to have a launch party for Love Queen. And I started thinking of it again the last week in terms of, okay, how is it going to be successful? You know, like getting really results orientated again. But actually what I really want, what I really desire is a party. I want to have a party for my friends and for my dear readers, anyone who can come in Perth, who maybe it's you who's been following or reading or listening, and you want to come and have fun at the party, maybe have a book signed for yourself or for someone else, and yeah, I just want to have a party and have friends and family there and my dear readers and supporters to be able to say thank you, as well as not just it being about me and my book launch for Love Queen, but like I just really want to dance and have fun. And so that's what I'm going to be having, like, rather than a, you know, typical book launch, I want to have a party. So to say thank you, and it's going to be coming up to Christmas, so you know, that we'll be in that festive mood as well. So that's what I'm looking forward to. And when I focused on that, then I feel excited about it. And that is the best energy to be in, that excitement and that fun. So that is my story for today and my sharing for today. I have put Wanderlust on special for a week. It's on Amazon. You can find it in all the different regions, or you can look at the link in my show notes to get there as well. And I wanted to put it on special for a week because if you read it and you would like to buy it for someone else for Christmas, then you can easily do that. Or if you haven't read it and you would like to buy it for yourself, then I've got a new cover and it looks beautiful. And I know that it's a wonderful book. I wrote the book that I wanted to read. It's about a travel agent from Perth who goes to Switzerland on a cultural adventure and finds love in a creative life. And it's really about the journey from consumer to creator. It is a philosophical romance about creative women. And there is everything I love in there. So there is good food, good wine, what else? Delicious coffee, travel. It's set in Lucerne, Switzerland, as I said, creativity, friendship, good conversation, interesting conversation, observations, culture, and humor as well. And I'm sure I have left out some stuff, but I really wrote the book that I wanted to read. And I know that like attracts like. So if you are here listening to this, if you enjoy my stories, this is way better than any story I have put out there just off without so much editing and polishing. So I know that if you enjoy listening to this podcast or you enjoy reading my posts or my blogs, then I know that you will also enjoy reading Wanderlust. So I hope you will take up that offer and get it while you can for that special price. And thank you so much. Please subscribe. And yeah, the link is in the show notes to Wanderlust as well. Subscribe to this podcast if you like, and also leave me a review for Wanderlust or for this podcast. Thank you so much. Until next week, I wish you a lot of fun, ease, and relaxation. Lots of love.